My name is Deidre Matthews. I'm the Director of Siting and Permitting for National Grid. I believe that my written testimony has been handed to you, and I will.
Just a little closer, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to avoid the popping effect. I believe you have my written testimony. I won't attempt to summarize it in the interests of time. I will just touch on a few points. National Grid understands the concerns that have prompted this bill. We appreciate the efforts that have gone into trying to craft this bill narrowly. Unfortunately, we still believe it could have unintended consequences. As written, the bill, if adopted, could limit the development of renewable energy generation in New Hampshire. It could restrict or simply raise the cost of any number of transmission projects that are in the public interest, but can't quite be defined as system reliability. Couple of points. First, why are public utilities allowed under New Hampshire law to have a right to eminent domain at all? Public utilities exist to build infrastructure that serves the public. And we have an obligation to provide our customers with safe and reliable electric service at a reasonable price. Ultimately, if a utility like National Grid is unable to obtain a corridor that it needs to provide that service or must overpay to acquire one, it is our customers who bear the cost. It is particularly difficult to find appropriate routes for transmission lines. They have to start in point A, they have to go to point B, they may have to cover miles of territory, and they have to do it in a continuous line. When we go to site a new transmission line, or for that matter, to rebuild an existing transmission line, we look first to our existing rights of way, then to other existing utility and transportation corridors. Sometimes we can use those as is. Sometimes they aren't quite wide enough. Sometimes there is no existing corridor between the two points that we need to connect. As a utility with customers with whom we're going to be acquainted and serving for a long time, we have no desire to go to eminent domain. We try as hard as we possibly can to voluntarily acquire the property rights that we need to serve our customers. Occasionally, that's not going to be possible either at all or at a price that we are willing to pay on behalf of our customers. So to this particular bill, it would preclude public utilities like National Grid from seeking to acquire property by eminent domain unless we are building a transmission project that is needed for system reliability. There's been some discussion this afternoon of how to define system reliability. It's fairly clear that the PUC, at least, is not sure that they can easily define system reliability. We think there are projects that can benefit the public that will not fall into anybody's definitions of system reliability. A key point would be transmission lines built to deliver renewable energy in sufficient quantities to meet New Hampshire's growing obligations under the state's Electric Renewable Portfolio Standard. Renewable energy resources are where they are. The wind blows where it blows, the sun shines where it shines, and typically the best renewable resources are just not very near the existing transmission grid. If the state wishes to benefit from the best of its renewable energy resources, if it wishes to access lowest cost renewable energy that is possible within or outside the state, it may be necessary to build transmission lines in places where there are not currently transmission lines. And in the absence of eminent domain, it may be necessary to take a very circuitous route that affects many more people simply to avoid a few property owners with whom we cannot come to any reasonable agreement. The bill could also, as written, preclude projects that bring economic energy from outside the state into New Hampshire to serve New Hampshire customers. Whether you need that now, interesting question. Whether you will need it 20 years from now, a very open question. For these reasons, we think that the language that has been proposed here is perhaps too restrictive. We oppose the bill for this reason as it is currently written. And we believe, in fact, that returning to the unamended language and relying on the Public Utilities Commission, which is eminently suited to decide whether any particular transmission project proposed by any particular public utility actually benefits New Hampshire ratepayers, would be in the best interests of New Hampshire residents.
Thank you, Ms. Matthews. Other questions for Ms. Matthews?